True Service.
Hi, Alonzo. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for calling me back so fast.
Of course. Yeah, no problem. I always call back quick if I get a message. But, yeah, it looks like you were wanting to get the account back up to speed.
Yeah, I don't know how much it's going to cost. I don't have a lot of money, so I'll just send if you can throw some numbers at me and I can see what I can do.
Okay. So the amount, if you wanted to stick with the Google Ads and the local SEO services, would be $449. Or if you wanted to just do the local SEO services, it's $149. So $300 of that $449 budget goes to the Google pay-per-click ads.
Okay. I wasn't getting a lot of success with that pay-per-click. Can you look it up and see what was happening?
Yes, I can. Let me see here. Oh, it's not letting me load it. It says that the campaign's been deactivated, so it's not letting me load the Google pay-per-click ad results. But on this account for Al's Tree Service, I see that you actually had three different components. You had the local SEO services, which is that $149 package. That's the part that puts you on the first page in the maps, and that's the highest revenue-generating section online. So that you definitely need, okay? The paid ads, they are the ones that show on at the top of the page, and they usually say ad next to them. That's the pay-per-click campaign, and since it's not loading for me, I can check with that department and see if they can, you know, somehow load the results and send it to me so that I can share it with you. But it's telling me that that portion has been deactivated. But the third part of the puzzle that you had, which I think you need too, is the Google guaranteed leads. So that's the section where you had to do the background check, and it's a pay-per-lead program. And there's actually a note on your account that I think there was a little bit, there was a little bit of a remaining budget available to run that pay-per-lead program when this account went into cancellation. So if you reactivate it even for the $149, they'll start running those Google guaranteed leads again.
Okay, so Tim, do me a favor. Google Tree Service in Detroit. I don't know what state you're working out of, but
yep.
Can you tell me what my business is ranking at now? Because it's pretty low at the bottom as far as what I can see.
It probably is. That's because the account has been canceled for some time, and it had been in suspension for some time before it cancels. So when an account goes into suspension, there's no active programming being done on it. So, you know, that's going to affect your rankings. But sometimes people will still rank even, you know, for a couple of weeks, but it's been more than that. So let me just see here.
Okay.
Yeah, you felt you're not on the first page anymore. Let me see if the Google listing is still active. One second here. You're probably feeling it now with your business. You can tell the difference between when you're ranking and when you're not, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, good news is the Google listing's still open and the website's still up. It just has that big orange banner at the top that says the information is no longer being updated, right? But the site's still up, so it would be very easy to reactivate this if you, you know, wanted to go and do it that way. Maybe do the $149 and then I could let the Google Guaranteed department know to restart your ads, or not the ads, but the pay-per-lead program. And then as soon as this reactivates, we send the message over to that department and let them know that you reactivated, so they'll catch up on all of those algorithm updates that you missed. It looks like it's been like 8 weeks in total, And then, you know, eventually you get back up on the first page again. The reason I'm not a huge fan of the $300 portion of the program, which is the Google pay-per-click ads, is because those ads, money comes out of the budget no matter what if someone clicks on it. So even if it's someone clicking on it trying to sell you something, or if it's a competing company trying to drive your bill up, or if it's a potential client, plus the Google pay-per-click ads are very expensive. So let's say, for example, you pay that $300 and the pay-per-click rate is $30 a click. After only 10 people click on it, you rotate off and someone else rotates on. So
I would have talked to you before I even agreed to pay that thing.
That's why I wanted to tell you, because those pay-per-click ads, they're better for a big corporation that has tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget, right? Because that way when their budget runs out, they just put more in and overall they get a return on it. But it, you know, usually for a small to mid-sized business, we recommend the local SEO package, which is the $149 portion, and the Google guaranteed leads. Because if you recall, with the Google guaranteed leads, you're only charged for the ones that are an actual lead. So they're not going to be taking money out of that budget if it's somebody that's tire kicking, or, you know what I mean, or somebody in an incorrect category that's trying to follow up with you.
So for $149, we can get back up and running.
Yeah, we would get that back up and running, and then I would let the Google Guaranteed Department know that your account reactivated, and then, you know, they can start resuming those leads.
Okay, now, are you able to take this right out of my account, or does it have to be a debit card?
It has to be a debit or a credit. We used to do the ACH payments where it would come out of a checking account, but they don't take those anymore.
Okay, I got this little prepaid card. I'm going to go ahead and give you the numbers, but
okay.
Don't run it for until 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I can do that for you, Alonzo. So did you register that prepaid card for the Longview address for the billing, 13311 Longview?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then it'll work. So go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
Okay, it's 4169.
Okay.
9428.
Okay.
Hold on. 2963.
2963, okay.
And then 1841.
Okay, and expiration?
0926.
And then the code?
585.
Okay, and to confirm, you said 4169-9428-2963-1841?
2936.
Oh, good. I'm happy I read it back. I had it backwards. 2936. Okay. 2936. Okay, perfect. 1841. Okay. So I'm going to store that card for 30 minutes.
Can you try to round like $10 just to make sure? I know it has at least that much on it.
Oh, just to see if it'll go through?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if $10 will go through, and then I can do $139 later in 30 minutes if you... Okay.
Yeah.
Just give me a second, because I'm going to take those Google pay-per-click ads off, and I'm going to do it in one more spot just so that you don't get charged for that. Okay, good. That one's already off. Okay, good. So let's try for the $10 and see. Okay, that one went through, so you're good there. So I'll create the invoice for $139, and we'll process it in 30 minutes. And then once that goes through, I'll let that department know to catch you up on all of those algorithm updates and restart the Google guaranteed leads, and you'll be good to go. I have a question about the other number that we have on file. Is that still good, or is this the main number for you? Because there's an error message on your dashboard that said the last text message that we sent to you didn't go through or something. So let me just
check.
Yeah,
that number is no good. This is the primary number right here.
Okay, so I'm going to take off that. It was 313-707-6862. I'll take that off, and I'll just have everything go through this number, okay?
Okay, yeah. So as far as the Google Guarantee, does mm-hmm. that jump back up right away, or is that a timely thing?
I'm not sure. I think they can turn it right back on, but I have to get with that department first and just let them know, like, hey, he reactivated, and then I'll tell them, if possible, you want it right away. Is that correct?
That's correct. Do you know how much credit I have left on that part?
Yes, let me see. Perry put a note in here that there was an activation budget of $619 that you had paid probably back in like April or May. And then that you took $261 worth of leads in May, $82.27 in June. Then they gave you a credit in June for $23.49, so the remaining balance is $299.76. So they might at some point have you replenish it and go back up to what the activation budget is, but right now he put a note in here that there is a remaining budget of $299.76 available for the Google Guarantee.
And what I'm paying, $20 a lead?
Let me look. Local service ads. Yeah, wow, you have a good memory. $24 per lead. So sometimes that varies and it would be a little bit less, but it's usually right around $24. That's the average.
Okay, well, you got the card information. Go ahead and wait about 30 minutes and run it. Give me a quick call or a text and let me know that you did it. And then we'll go from there. I'm glad I spoke to you because that pay-per-click thing was just a big waste of time and money and everything else.
Yeah, I don't know who recommended that for you, actually, because usually with a small to mid-sized business, we don't recommend that just because, you know, they're so costly. They're great for big corporations, and Google makes millions and millions of dollars running those for big corporations. But for a small to mid-sized business...
It was pretty slow, and I was asking... I think you wasn't available. I was asking the sales rep, what can I do to generate some more business? And they shot that idea to me. And I didn't see any difference or any jump in the calls or anything like that. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I just saw Philippians 4:13 on your website. So that's so beautiful. I'm a believer, too. No wonder you and I both have always had such a connection. So I love
right.
That's one of my favorite scriptures. I love it.
right.
Aww.
I'm reloading this card right now and go ahead.
And I do that every morning too. I just say a quick prayer, Lord, bless my day, and He does. Like He always walks before me.
Oh yeah, absolutely. All right, Tina, give it about. You can even give it 20 minutes.
Okay, I'll stay on top of it. Don't worry. I'll come back in 20, 30 minutes, you know, depending on if I'm on a phone call or not, and I'll come and process it for you, and then you'll be all good to go, okay?
Okay, Tina, thanks. Appreciate you.
All right, you're welcome. Yeah, nice talking to you, and have a great rest of your week. Oh, and FYI, remember, if you ever want to ring me directly, I still have that 777 for my extension. So if you put in 777, it'll always come to me.
Okay, now, I'm working with a partner company or sister company, however you want to word it. It's PJ's Tree Service, and
okay. She's
ranking pretty low, too. What we need to do to boost up some work and some revenue, some more leads from that business?
PJ's Tree Service, is she also in Detroit?
Yeah, she's already on Google, but she's way down at the bottom. Is there anything we can do to kind of boost that up as well?
Well, the 149 package is no longer available. Now the minimum is 199 monthly, but since you're a loyalty client and you're already grandfathered into that rate, if she wants to try a package like this, I can see, I can ask my manager if they would honor that 149 pricing for her. And then she would get the same type of optimization that you have, meaning we would program her into the first page of Google and Bing and all the directories. We would do the mobile optimization as well as the, I'm just looking here. It looks like, let's see here.
Okay.
I got confused because when I put in PJ's tree service, I clicked on a link and it took me back to yours, but I think maybe, is it your same? Oh, she, you have your same phone number listed on that Google page. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that. We kind of worked together and I'm answering the call.
So sometimes that will be a red flag for Google, even with Al's tree service. If you have the same phone number on two different listings, it shows up as a duplicate to Google, and sometimes it'll red flag both accounts and it'll hurt your ranking on both accounts. Luckily, that hasn't happened for Al's tree service yet, but what I would recommend if, you know, she wants to come on board for PJ's tree service is we could put a tracking number on that one, meaning we could purchase a brand new 313 area code number, and then when people call it, it would forward over to your number, and then that way the numbers as far as Google's concerned don't conflict. Who created this Google page for her? Do you know?
I think it was you guys.
Oh, okay.
You guys,
oh, you're right. Leticia Calloway. She was a client of ours in the past. So let me just see here how long ago that was.
Yeah.
Leticia Calloway. Oh, yeah. She hasn't worked with us since last year, May of 2023. But if she would like to reactivate, we could definitely do it for that same rate. But what I would recommend is just to put that call tracking number on there just so it doesn't conflict with your number. Or she could promote the 466-5733 number because I see that that one's on Yelp and some of her other listings. So if she wants to promote that number, she can. If not, we'll do the tracking number.
She wants out of the business. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, are you crazy? This is a really good business, and if you just don't want to deal with the sales part, you could just send those calls my way, and that's when she put my number in. So what we need to do is change that number or get a tracking number, you said?
Yeah, because you don't want to have duplicate information out there because Google will red flag that if you have two different listings with the same number. So what I'll do is I'll put a note in here that, you know, you can go in there probably and change it yourself, but I'll put a note in here that if she signs up that, you know, we'll have to put a call tracking number. And that's usually a little upsell for our existing clients, but I could put it on there for you at no extra cost. You wouldn't have to worry. You would just pay the $149 monthly, and we'll do the call tracking number.
Okay, now, can you have those calls forwarded to my number here, or is that still going to be a flag for Google?
Nope, it won't be a flag. That's what I'm saying. You can still use your 2186 number for everything, but with the PJs, it'll show up on your caller ID as, like, local leads calling, and that will be an indication to you that it's coming from PJs because you'll see that it's coming through the call tracking number. And then the other calls will just be people calling you directly. So you'll be able to know, like, which calls are coming from Al's tree service listing and which ones are coming from PJ's tree service. The domain that she had before expired, so we'd have to get a new domain and relaunch the website, too. So that's usually not a problem. If PJsTreeService.com is not available, we'll get something that's as close to that as possible.
Okay, so what do you need on my end other than the money?
I think that would be it. Normally we would create a new client interview, but I don't think we would have to do that because we have all the information from, you know, when she was a client before. So all they would do is go back in and launch the site based on all of the information that we already have. So they would look at the keywords such as tree services, tree trimming, tree removal, 24-hour tree removal service. They would use all of those keywords that we already have to do the programming and to launch the site and everything.
Okay, so.
Yeah, if you wanted a fresh client interview, I could do that. I could do the, you know, fresh client interview if you like, but I don't think you would need to do it because they could just copy all the
things. No, we don't need a new client. She just don't want to deal with the sales parts of it. So she was forwarding those calls to me, but I don't want to red flag her account and mine as well. So let me work on getting you the $150 and you can get that number swapped out as fast as possible.
Okay. Yeah, but also, in the meantime, yeah, what was that?
Would that also get her on the front page as well?
Yes, yes. So that's what we would do is we would do the programming to get her on the first page as well. So, and I just want to double check one thing here. Yeah. Oh, you know what? The accounts are conflicting on this end because of the phone number. It's so funny. When I pull up your account, it goes to hers and vice versa, but we'll get that fixed because it's the phone number that's conflicting. But yeah, let me just see. Yeah, so we would do the programming to get her on the first page too. So you would actually have two spotlight positions on the first page, but they're both routing to you, but people don't know that because one's through PJ's and one's through Al's Tree Service. And she has excellent reviews on her listing, which will help you too. You know what I mean? And then
So you would have to have that $150 before you can do anything.
Yeah, that's the minimum package that, like I said, that pricing is no longer available. Matter of fact, when she signed up back on February 6th of 2023, that pricing wasn't even available, but I put a note in here, manager approved $149 pricing based on being a referral from Alonzo King. So I put a note in here back then that I had gotten it approved. And because she has a former account with us that already has the pricing, we would be able to reactivate it. But if not, it wouldn't be, you know, possible to do that. That rate's no longer available.
Okay, so this is how we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just lowered that card. Let's go ahead and try to see if we can get that $139.
Okay, let's do that first. That's what I think too. Let's like kind of do one bird at a time. You know what I mean? And then if you want to do the other one, we can always do that, you know, a little bit later, but let's just.
Okay.
I want to just put a note in here though. I'm putting a note in your account about the other one just so that I know that they're related. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, so now I'll go back to Al's Tree Service. And then I already made the $139 invoice. Okay, so you want me to try it now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give it a whirl. Excellent. Okay, that went through. So you're all good to go there. You're paid in full until August 25th. And then I will let both departments know that you reactivated so they can get you back on the first page of the maps, but also restart the Google Guaranteed leads for you.
Okay, great. The other thing... Okay, now as far as PJ's, if you call me back in the hour, let me get out here and get my hands on some money, and we'll go ahead and make that $150 payment as well.
Okay. Yeah, you're smart to do that. I mean, do it now, because that way the sooner that one gets fixed, the better. You know what I mean? So we'll definitely, I'll call you back in an hour or so, and we'll try to see, you know, if you're ready to get that one reactivated. Okay.
Okay. I'll be looking for your call. Thanks a lot.
All right. So, oh, you're welcome, Al.
So
have a great day.
Mm-hmm. So the Google guarantee will be back up and running possibly today.
Yeah, I'm going to tell them that right now. I'm going to send them the note to reactivate the leads and to reactivate them ASAP, meaning today if possible. So usually they say with any type of new payments or reactivations, it takes like 1 to 3 business days. But remember, we're in California, so it's only 8 in the morning here. So I'm pretty sure they could do it today even on a special request. You know what I mean?
Okay, hon. I'll talk to you in an hour. Appreciate it.
Sounds perfect. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.